Have you ever wondered if you should give someone an encouraging word? Absolutely. The Bible teaches that we all need encouragement. We all need to be built up. We all need to be uplifted. And we each have an opportunity, probably every single day, to encourage someone else. The American author Mark Twain once said, "I can live 2 months on one good compliment." That's a good example. In fact, there's an amazing example in the book of Acts about how much encouragement can really make a difference. Here's what it says in Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 30. Let's look at that. Acts chapter 15 and verse 30. Here's what it says. It says, they were sent off, talking about the disciples, they came to Antioch. Guess what happened in Antioch? It says, they had gathered a multitude together, and it says, when they had read this letter that they delivered, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Even a letter can bring someone up and change your perspective, give you a different point of view to really have a positive outlook. Can you have that kind of impact on someone? The Bible says you can. Don't think just because you give someone a compliment, you encourage someone, that that's just going to cause them to get a big head. Because that doesn't have to be the case. We all need encouragement. And in one way or another, we have an opportunity to do that. In fact, someone once told me, how can you decide if someone needs some encouragement? They said, check out to see if they're breathing. And if they are, they need encouragement. So I think the point is we all need encouragement. In fact, if you keep reading there in the book of Acts, verse 32, it says, Judas and Silas, who were also prophets, said many things to encourage the believers, the brethren, and make them stronger. How powerful is the impact of just a few words of encouragement? Boy, almost more than you can imagine. So let's make sure we take that opportunity to really encourage someone today. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.